from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 57 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. Lyon County Sheriff backing his deputies after an arrest turns into a viral video. Coming up, the language literally over the controversy. We are learning more about a deadly crash near Dayton directly ahead, how police are telling us how it went down, and it's a controversy over a pay raise in Sparks. Coming up directly ahead on the way, how much that pay raise is and who it's going to. FM News Doc Time, it is 12:06, and it is our top local story. And we begin with breaking news this hour. There is a major accident happening right now, Sparks Boulevard and Prater. Live television pictures do show a car on its side, along with a lot of firefighting foam. Not sure exactly how bad the injuries are, but we're keeping an eye on that. We'll have more ahead in traffic. Well, the Lyon County Sheriff is speaking out after a cell phone video surfacing of an arrest of two at a truck stop off I-80 and the West Fernley exit. This all began when someone called dispatch reporting a drunk driver. Now Lyon County is releasing the body cam footage from the incident. It shows the suspect repeatedly refusing the deputy's requests and instructions. We'll find out more about that coming up. FM News Talk Time, 12:07. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Good afternoon, Greg. There's been a big anti-trafficking crackdown. Also, a submerged vehicle found in Lake Tahoe, a Submarine, we'll call it. And I've got some tips to avoid hantavirus. You did the story yesterday of a couple more cases of that. Got some tips for you, which we'll get to later in the hour. Some local sports as well, and a tribal spiritual leader, the actor who played Smiles a lot in Dances with Wolves, in prison for sexually abusing minor girls in his role as that tribal spiritual leader. It's 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right, thank you very much there, Jerry. And as we were mentioning earlier, the Lyon County Sheriff, speaking out about cell phone video surfacing of an arrest of two at a truck stop off I-80 and the West Fernley exit. This all began when someone called the sheriff's office reporting a drunk driver. Now Lyon County is releasing the body cam footage from the incident. It shows the suspect repeatedly refusing the deputy's requests and instructions.
Give me the keys to the car. They're in the ignition.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, get your hands out of your pockets, dude.
No, dude, why did you pull?
Get your hands out of your pockets.
Pull me over. Am I under arrest?
You're about to be.
Am I?
You're about to be.
How?
Get him out of the car. Get him out of the car. There's a passenger, too. Passenger's not identifying either.
Things take a violent turn from there.
Give me the keys to the car. You're going to get... Hey, get out of the car!
Get out of the car!
The suspect there, Chris Dixon, pled guilty to resisting arrest. In a statement, Sheriff Brad Pope says this one is clearly on that suspect who chose to escalate the situation and that he trusted the deputy's decision-making. Sheriff Pope adds, sometimes harsh language is the only thing that some elements of society understand. Well, under arrest after failing to register as a sex offender, one Reno man was picked up at a business in Sparks last week.
At the time of his arrest, he was found in possession of a concealed handgun and additional ammunition. A subsequent search was executed at a residence associated with the suspect, where additional evidence was located. Arrested, 28-year-old Giovanni Chambers Ritchie.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says Ritchie evaded police surveillance by moving around and living at several addresses, which is a no-no for convicted sex offenders like himself. We are learning more about a deadly crash near Dayton around April 10th. This went down off US 50 near Riverboat Road. NHP says it involved a Toyota RAV4 and a Ford pickup.
The driver of the Toyota RAV4 failed to yield the right-of-way from a stop sign onto US 50. The front of the Ford F-250 struck the side of the Toyota RAV4. The Toyota RAV4 came to rest across the number 1 and 2 travel lanes of eastbound US 50.
Kim Yoko Smith with the Nevada State Police.
The Ford F-250 came to rest on the right dirt shoulder of eastbound US 50. The driver of the Toyota RAV4, Samuel Diaz, a 66-year-old male from Dayton, Nevada, was pronounced deceased on scene by medical personnel.
The crash is still under investigation. FM News Talk Election Center 2026 and the dilemma of data centers and how to properly regulate them. One Washoe County Democrat running for the governor's mansion is calling for some robust rules on those centers.
I believe now, as a county commissioner living this on the ground every day, that our state needs to step up and properly regulate data centers and make sure that they're paying their fair share.
Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill.
Right now, they get about 75% tax abatements on their personal property tax from anything for a decade to 20 years. They don't pay their sales tax either.
She held a town hall at the National Automobile Museum in Reno last night. And tonight is the night for California's gubernatorial debate.
Eight leading candidates will be on stage at Pomona College in Claremont. The two Republican candidates are Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and businessman Steve Hilton. The Democrats on the stage will be Javier Becerra, Matt Mahan, Katie Porter, Tom Steyer, Tony Thurmond, and Antonio Villaraigosa. Thurmond and Villaraigosa did not participate in last week's debate because of low poll numbers. The 90-minute debate will start at 5:30 p.m. and will be broadcast and streamed by CBS stations across California. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Well, in other news, he is getting a raise.
I thank everyone, and we'll continue to work hard and try to produce the best results we can.
Sparks City Manager Dion Lothian, after City Council voted to bump his pay by 4%, along with giving him a $5,000 bonus for his grades on his annual review. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:12.
Well, the actor who played Smiles a lot in Dances with Wolves, Nathan Chasing Horse, sentenced to a minimum of 37 years in prison for sexually abusing minor girls in his role as a tribal spiritual leader. The Las Vegas court trial focused on acts in North Las Vegas. Chasing Horse is also wanted in Montana and Canada on similar charges. There's been a massive anti-trafficking crackdown. Over 150 victims were identified, including 12 minors, following a major operation across northern Nevada and 30 other states on April 23rd that resulted in 139 arrests. Submerged vehicle found in Lake Tahoe. Authorities pulled a partially submerged car from the water near Timber Cove Beach in South Lake Tahoe yesterday. It was a Subaru. No injuries were reported. Nevada lawmakers are discussing the need for better transportation and the high costs of reducing vehicle travel with a $2.5 billion capital improvement plan proposed over the next 25 years. And speaking of traffic, and even though we weren't, we can speak of weather as well. It's 12:14, and here is Phil with a look at traffic.
There is a three-car collision at the intersection of Sparks Boulevard and Prater Way, usually a very busy intersection this time of day. There are injuries. They're going to be working on this one for a little while. Also, we have an injury collision northbound 580 at East 2nd Street, slowing things down. And there is an injury collision still being worked on Highway 95A at Chisholm Trail in Fernley. They're also still cleaning up from that earlier truck rollover where logs were all over the road on 395 at 208. They hope to have that cleaned up in the next couple of hours. It's 57 degrees in Sparks, 54 in Carson City, 59 in Urington, 56 degrees South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Mid-60s this afternoon, low 70s tomorrow. By the end of the week, we'll be in the mid to upper 70s. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 1, right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast.
Hey, guys.
LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thank
thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thinking about a new fence this spring? Check out Florence Fence in Minden. They'll help you get started the right way. They've got redwood fence boards for $3.99, rails for $9.99, and posts starting at $23.99. Or go low maintenance. Vinyl fencing is on sale now. Just $5.85 a foot for two rail, $8.30 for three rail. Florence Fence will walk you through the install with free tips and advice. No guesswork, no stress, just solid results. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Build it right and build it for less with Florence Fence.
Hi, Dr. McCormick.
Hey, Stan. It's great to see you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my calculator finger. I'm always crunching numbers, and I want to look good when I'm doing it.
Remember when Heritage Bank gave us that great loan to bring my surgery center to life? You were sure crunching the numbers for us then, and they look great.
Yeah, but what about my smile? Helping customers always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I smile so much, I have a smile crease right here.
That's a great smile, and I love all the smiles every time I go into Heritage Bank.
Okay, but I really have this one freckle on my ear. I love listening to my customers, and I don't want anything to get in the way.
Stan, you've always listened to me and what my business needs. In fact, I was so impressed, I moved my accounts over to Heritage.
But Dr. McCormick, I really, really want to be perfect.
Well, Stan, we can actually do that for you. Look at this photo. It shows what you'll look like once you are perfect.
Hey, that's a picture of Heritage Bank.
Exactly.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Our dry spell just got a little worse, despite our April precipitation. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The U.S. Drought Monitor just placed the Truckee Meadows and Tahoe into the moderate drought category. The Drought Monitor is a federal government map from NOAA and the USDA. Our moderate drought grade is just one step below their most severe classification, which happens to be the current situation to our south and east. That's abnormally dry in western Humboldt, Lander, Eureka, Elko, and White Pine counties. AccuWeather says the entire state experienced the ninth driest March on record. A parched snowpack from too much melting in the winter means less runoff in the spring, of course. That in turn means less water for summer and our water needs, especially for agriculture. And of course, putting us in higher fire danger. I'm John Potter, reporting for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
57 degrees right here at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, good afternoon to you. The three big things that you need to know. Lyon County Sheriff says deputies who carried out a now viral caught on camera arrest at one Fernley truck stop have his full backing and support. He adds sometimes foul language is needed in these kinds of situations. Well, Sparks City Manager is getting a 4% raise. City Council says he's earned it thanks to his tackling of the budget deficit.
It was painful, but he guided us through that. And I really feel that moving forward, there is some light out there, you know, a ways out.
And that's Councilwoman Charlene Bybee. And the CHP says they're on a maximum enforcement campaign and looking for speeders on I-80 and elsewhere. If you're crossing the state line, take care. It is our top national story this hour. And it is an historic day on Capitol Hill as King Charles addresses Congress. It's happening right now. I can see him at the podium. Let's see if he's talking yet. And no, that's just tone, so we'll hopefully get back to that. In the interim, former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted yet again.
This is related to an Instagram post from the former FBI director last year. When he posted on the beach, you may remember there was a formation of shells that said 8647, and he said something along the lines of, isn't this a curious formation that I just found while walking on the beach? Well, critics to that post immediately pointed out that 86, at least in the restaurant world, means to get rid of or to kill something from a menu, 47 meaning the 47th president of the United States. So Comey did speak with the Secret Service, did speak with federal investigators at the time. He was interviewed last spring or early last summer, shortly after that happened. No charges were ever filed.
And that's Fox's David Spunt. FM News Talk Time, it is 1221.
And both Democrat candidates for governor say they will work to get rid of Nevada's right-to-work law. On her website, Alexis Hill says right-to-work should end. What, and not have a right to work? And Aaron Ford had the same point of view on a podcast reported by the Nevada Independent. Voters passed the Right to Work initiative in 1953, and it has survived several efforts to repeal both through petition and legislation. The 2026 season has been marked by a record-setting deadly avalanches in the Sierra Nevada, including that February one that killed 8 skiers, making it one of the deadliest in U.S. history. A case of hantavirus confirmed in the Quad County region near Carson City, prompting health concerns. Here's a couple of tips to avoid the hantavirus. Do not sweep or vacuum the area if it contains urine, droppings, or nesting material. A solution of 1 part bleach to 9 parts water could be used when cleaning the urine and or droppings. 1.5 cups of bleach to 1 gallon of water. Spray the solution on the areas with rodent droppings. Leave for 5 minutes before wiping the area. When you do wipe the area with towels or cloth, dispose of the waste in a sealed plastic bag. Wear gloves and a face mask to avoid touching or breathing in the viral particles. Identify areas where mice are, plug those openings, set traps. A deer mouse can fit through an opening the size of a nickel, and food, obviously, should be stored in rodent-proof containers. Rodents that can spread hantavirus include the white-footed deer mouse, which we have here in northern Nevada. Baseball, softball, and hockey, all local and all coming up here on the Noon News. And you can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and sound off. The app is free at the App Store, and your news is free, of course. And a new poll is up. The result of yesterday's poll, which is, should Nevada continue to give a driving privilege card, as the politicians called it, to illegal aliens? 100% said no, absolutely not. Stop giving driving privilege cards to illegal aliens. Every single person listening, every single person that voted said no. New poll is up, which is, I don't have the verbiage right in front of me, but it is essentially, what should the limit be on theft to become a felony in the state of Nevada? As you know, when Sisolak was in office, they passed a bill that allowed up to $1,150 could be considered a misdemeanor instead of a felony. You could walk in, steal that much, and you'd just be charged with a misdemeanor. As of January 1 of this year, that was lowered down to $950. Is that too much? Should it be what? $1? $10? $1,000? You vote at 991fmtalk.com and let us know what you think. We'll get the results to you tomorrow during the new news. It is 1225. Here's a look at traffic with Phil. Traffic.
We are working 4 accidents right now. The biggest one is on Sparks Boulevard at Prater Way. 3 vehicles are involved. Fire engines, ambulances, there are injuries. They're going to be there for quite a while. You can use Vista Boulevard or McCarran or Prater Bay as an alternate route. Also, in Reno, northbound 580, at Neal Road. There is an injury collision. They should have that cleared up fairly shortly. In Fernley, another injury collision, 95A at Chisholm Trail. And on 395 at 28, they're still working a rolled over big rig, a logging truck. They hope to have that done in the next couple of hours. It's 50 degrees in Virginia City, 57 in Dayton, 56 in Smith Valley, 46 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Plenty of sunshine the rest of the week. By Saturday, some clouds. By Sunday and Monday, another spring storm rolls in. Until then, very mild weather to enjoy and overnight lows in the low 40s. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
High school baseball, top-ranked Minogue had no trouble with Carson yesterday, 11-2. Today, the Miners played DeMonte, and Reed is at Reno, part of a full schedule of games. In softball, Minogue and McQueen headline a busy Tuesday. Sugar Land comes to Greater Nevada Field tonight. The host Aces are 13-14 in what has so far been a sputtering sort of season. And Nevada, Sacramento State, and baseball at Piccoli starting at 6:05 this afternoon. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
Greg Neff with you in the Keystone CPA studio. Teachers in Nevada have more money, their union says. Not enough.
During the last legislative session, the state gave school districts $250 million, which allowed them to raise teacher salaries by more than 11%. Nevada State Education Association President Don Echeverry says the badly needed bump in pay is helping attract and keep more employees, making a dent in the teacher shortage.
We had the highest vacancies in the nation. Clark County was missing over 1,000 teachers. So we started the school year without a licensed educator in every room.
She notes that at one point, the Washoe County School District had so few bus drivers they couldn't cover all their routes. I'm Suzanne Potter.
General Motors reporting higher than expected first quarter profits. The automaker says earnings per share were $3.70 compared to $2.62 predicted. Adjusted earnings before taxes were a little over $4.2 billion, up 22% from a year ago. British Petroleum reporting its first quarter profits more than doubled over last year thanks to high oil and gas prices triggered by the U.S.-Iran war. The company said it pulled in a net profit of $3.2 billion for the first 3 months of the year, far exceeding initial expectations of $2.6 billion. Remember that next time you fill up. FMNews.com, it is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
I'm John Saucier, and this is a Fox News alert. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, a second time, by the Justice Department under President Trump. The specific charges are about Comey's Instagram post showing seashells on the beach, spelling out 8647. The insinuation there is 86, getting rid of 47, the 47th president, Donald Trump. The former FBI director fell out of favor with the president before he was first elected. As Comey's agency investigated the Trump campaign and ties to Russia, Comey was fired in the months after the inauguration. President Trump today holding a welcome ceremony for King Charles and Queen Camilla outside the White House says he believes the founding fathers would be proud of the job they've done protecting the free world.
If they could see us today, our ancestors would surely be filled with awe and pride.
The king is expected to address a joint session of Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:31. We have 57 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA Studios. I'm Greg Neff. Good afternoon to you. Well, the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, says it is withdrawing from OPEC on May 1st. That could be a heck of a fracture.
In a statement, the UAE said it's making the move to give itself more options to increase oil production as the market demands. The Middle Eastern nation said the decision is in line with its long-term economic vision. This could bring down oil prices across the globe if the UAE significantly increases production, as they won't be obligated to stick to OPEC's pricing. In the past, President Trump accused OPEC of, in his words, ripping off the rest of the world by charging higher prices for oil. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, whether by order of Iran or the ongoing U.S. naval blockade, has sent fuel prices skyrocketing. I'm Michael Kastner.
In a related story, some low-cost airlines, including Spirit, are asking the White House for $2.5 billion to help offset the rising cost of jet fuel.
The discount airlines say that in exchange for a cash infusion by the federal government, Uncle Sam will have the right to purchase stakes in those carriers. The Association of Value Airlines represents carriers like Frontier and Spirit and is heading this request. The group says the cash infusion would help preserve vital industry competition. The government last bailed out airlines with $60 billion spent during the COVID pandemic. I'm Rory O'Neill.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
I don't know about you, but when the engine light comes on, I'm not comfortable heading to a repair center alone. Not at Equality Automotive in Reno. No matter who you are, what you drive, or how much or how little you know about cars, drivers have enjoyed the best service for years at Equality Automotive. Love the $59 5-quart oil change special. Equal service and treatment for every customer. EqualityAutomotiveReno.com. Call 384-1848.
Pleasant weather for the final days of April and the first couple of days of May before another spring storm rolls in late in the weekend, early next week. Low 70s until then, after mid-60s this afternoon. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Democrat candidate for Governor Aaron Ford says if elected, he'll get rid of the state's right-to-work law. I'm John Potter for the New News. For 73 years, Nevada's right-to-work law has banned requiring union membership for employment. That means employees can't be compelled by their employer or by a union to join one. It has rarely been challenged by a candidate, even Democrats. Former Governor Steve Sisolak took no action against it. Now, the top two Democrat candidates running for governor say they will. Ford, the current AG, said in a podcast interview reported by the Nevada Independent that if the legislature passes it, he would sign a repeal of the right-to-work law. Ford's top opponent for the Democrat primary, Alexis Hill, said she'd repeal it too. Governor Lombardo says the right-to-work law is a benefit to the labor community, and supporters say ending it can increase costs for employers and harm Nevada's economy. I'm John Potter, reporting for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq losing steam on renewed concerns about artificial intelligence spending after the Wall Street Journal reported that OpenAI, ChatGPT's parent, missed internal targets for new users and revenue. Shares of companies in OpenAI's web of partners like NVIDIA, Oracle, CoreWeave, and Broadcom are falling. Investors are also digesting the latest crop of earnings reports. Tech is the worst-performing sector, while energy and consumer staples are gaining. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly lower ahead of key earnings reports on Wednesday. Shares of Kimberly-Clark are rising 1% after the maker of Kleenex tissues and Huggies diapers reported higher profit and rising sales in the first quarter due to product innovation and resilient consumer demand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:37. Before we hit the bounce with Brian, I want to let you know about the breaking news we brought you earlier in the show. King Charles making an historic visit to Congress and addressing lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
On behalf of the Queen and myself, to thank the American people for welcoming us to the United States to mark this semi-quincentennial year of the Declaration of Independence. And for all of that time...
Well, that guy does not stutter. You got to hand it to them for that. It's time right now for the Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler joining us from Keystone CPAs, as he always does. 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900 for all your money needs. And Brian, this is interesting. Earlier today, we noted that the UAE has decided to pull out of OPEC. You know, they want to control their own destiny when it comes to their own oil and leave the cartel, I suppose. Does that mean you think... prices might see a little relief at the pump, maybe?
Well, you would hope so. You know, if we can get some relief in any location, it would be awesome right now. I'm sure people are open and welcoming that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. So Wallet Hub is out with a list of the best entry-level jobs for this year, and I thought this was interesting because hardware and software engineers, along with certified nursing assistants, were all ranked in the top five because these are the jobs that have real possibilities of growing. And I want to go back to hardware and software engineers. That's because they deal with AI, and AI unfortunately seems to control the future now, does it not?
It's in all the headlines. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's becoming a factor for the governor's race, as a matter of fact. Alexis Hill sounded off on that. So let's talk a little bit about AI and, you know, the effects on the market. This is, you know, kind of interesting here. You mentioned this. We're seeing headlines about AI stocks pulling back today. So if it is the future, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's a typical cycle we see with a lot of technologies that come on board. You know, they come on so strong. There's a lot of excitement around it. And then all of a sudden we start to see some other repercussions of those technologies, and people start to say, wait a minute, what's really going on here? And just trying to understand it. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Okay, so is it part of the problem, or are we in just a normal business cycle?
I just think it's part of a normal business cycle. You know, we saw it when we saw internet come on, smartphones came on, now we're seeing it with AI. You know, it's starting to feel like we're a little bit over our skis in this technology, and I think people are just kind of waiting to see what's going to actually shake out.
You know, I think of Meta, and they're losing all these jobs now because they're investing so heavily in AI infrastructure. But I mean, are the prophets of doom correct? Are we going to need far fewer people to run these AI data centers than everybody says? I mean, somebody's got to be in charge. I hope.
Well, yeah, you'd like to think so. And I think there's still some mixed, understandings. You know, I was listening to Money Manager just today, and their specialist on this AI technology kind of influence. It has a lot of uncertainty and unknowns. This is kind of new, frontier for us. Mm. And so some of those things are just still being figured out.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, what could be a good job today might not be such a great job tomorrow. It's true for that. I mean, plumbers and electricians, folks. So what should investors be doing when they see this kind of mixed result in the media?
Well, I think just kind of sitting back and kind of trying to understand what's really going on. You know, one of the things with AI right now is it's been such a great growth story, but we did see this pullback. And I think we're also starting to see the other side of it, where we're seeing some impacts into companies like software companies. Mm-hmm. Their business models are completely changing.
Right.
You know, what used to require a platform and a platform fee and access to those software programs are being done more quickly with AI. And they're moving away from those other technologies in the software world. It's really starting to kind of change that whole industry.
Do you foresee an AI bubble? I mean, remember, let's go back to 1999 for a second. We were both younger then. And investors were throwing money at anything with a .com at the end of its name. Anything. And it was like the Wild West, a new frontier, if you will. And then the bubble happened, and what happened to tech happened to tech. Do you foresee something like that happening to AI?
You know, at AI in general, I don't think so. I think it's here to stay. Mm-hmm. Will there be some winners and losers along the way? Absolutely. Everything tied to AI is not going to win, and everything that benefiting from it, we're going to see some losers in this because things are being replaced in different ways. Even like I said, we're still trying to sort that out and understand it.
Do you, and you're not a banker, I know, but do you foresee banks really trying to loosen the rules when it comes to, shall we say, exotic loans, when it comes to AI, exotic investments, that sort of thing? That caused the 2008 crash.
Yeah, I think banks are always conservative when it comes to things like this. Mm-hmm. But I think there's still plenty of private money out there that's going to infuse a ton of money here. I just heard this morning that we've seen more than $3 trillion float to the bottom line in this whole AI investment in the last couple of years. So, I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, it is the watchword for action. So what's the takeaway here for our listeners?
I think like so many things, be cautious, be smart, keep reevaluating what you're doing with your investments. I think it's really important to watch for the winners and losers and be willing to kind of shift your portfolios to account for those.
Absolutely. All right. Brian Wheeler, The Bounce with Brian. You're doing a great job, man. We love having you on. It's always engaging. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk again tomorrow. Keystone CPAs, of course, they're here to help you with all your money needs. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. FM News Talk Time. It is 1243.
And, of course, today is the day that court started the case between Elon Musk and OpenAI's Sam Altman. It involves accusations that OpenAI abandoned its nonprofit mission, with Musk alleging breach of contract and demanding the company return to its original purpose while seeking to remove Altman from the board. And Musk alleges that he was misled into funding a nonprofit, arguing the partnership with Microsoft and for-profit restructuring constitute a betrayal of that deal. We'll see where things go on that case. Washoe County officials are reviewing a leaked report regarding the mismanagement of homeless services as the county shifts focus to prevention amidst a looming budget deficit. And of course, the Reno Tahoe Airport expansion is going on. You've seen all that traffic just north of the airport and all the construction. And new concourses are scheduled to open in phases over the next few years. And the National Bowling Stadium in Reno has solidified its hosting duties for major USBC tournaments through 2038. That's expected to bring over $200 million in economic impact. And I have the verbiage now of the daily news poll. You can vote right now at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. At what dollar amount should theft become a felony in Nevada? I'm old enough to remember when it was anything over a dollar. Of course, I was born a century ago. $10, $100, or the current $950? At what dollar amount should theft become a felony here in the state of Nevada? You can vote at our news poll, and you can always pick up the podcast. If you miss a section of today's show, go to either of those websites I just mentioned, and you can click on the podcast for the noon news, and also follow us. Join the conversation. You can follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. It's 1246. Here's Phil with another look at lunchtime traffic.
An injury collision in Sparks at Sparks Boulevard at Prater Way. Two people were rushed to the hospital in that incident. There are three vehicles involved. It's going to be a little while to get that cleaned up. Use Prater Way East or maybe McCarran as an alternate route. Also, they're still cleaning up from that earlier truck rollover on Highway 395 at 28. They hope to get that cleaned up here fairly soon. And they're still on the scene of an injury collision on Chisholm Trail at 95A in Fernley, but traffic is getting through there much better at this point. It's 56 degrees in Sparks, 55 in Minden, 56 in Wellington, 45 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Mid-60s this afternoon, low 70s tomorrow. By the end of the week, we'll be in the mid to upper 70s. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 1, right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Winter's over and spring has sprung. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has whatever you need to clean up and get ready to take advantage of the changing seasons. In-stock items such as the new steel ride-on mowers and chainsaws, as well as Toro mowers, will help you make the most of spring. Wharton also has landscape tools, rental equipment, and a complete parts and service department. Why Wharton? No empty shelves and no excuses. 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
This is Julie Butler. I'm running to be your Republican voice in the state assembly. Affordability is an issue that impacts all of us. From housing and healthcare to gas and groceries, I will fight for the issues that matter to families and would appreciate your vote on June 9th. I am Julie Butler, and I approve this message.
Truck owners, tired of settling for average? Then get to Truck Envy, your headquarters for the best truck accessories anywhere. Upgrade with premium suspension lifts, rugged towing gear, custom wheels, tires, and American-made camper shells like Ranch and Venturous. Whatever you need to make your truck stand out, with top brands and installation by pros doing it right. Be the envy of your crowd. Get to 75 East Patriot Boulevard, call 993-3700, or just search truckenvy.com.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. So glad that you are with us here on this Tuesday. More now from the historic speech. King Charles making to Congress right now on Capitol Hill.
For all of that time, our destinies as nations have been interlinked. As Oscar Wilde said, We have rarely everything in common with America nowadays, except, of course, language.
And more serious note, though, Charles said, the UK and the US stand united to uphold democracy.
Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
Echoing President Trump's speech earlier today, the King said the destinies of the UK and the US are linked and our nations are like-minded. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:50.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Tahoe Night Monsters host Kansas City tomorrow and Thursday night on the South Shore. Kansas City took the opening two games this past weekend in the ECHL playoffs. Sacramento State taking on Nevada baseball, 6:05 this afternoon. Earlier this month, Pack lost 11-2 at Sacramento. Softball team has a final series at UNLV this weekend, then the Mountain West tournament next week. Pack is the number 2 seed right now. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Here's the difference at Appliance Outlet. They're locally owned, and when you walk in, you're helped by people who only sell appliances, not whoever was working in some other department yesterday. From appliances to mattresses, outlet deals to retail, they back every sale with real customer service. Same or better prices as the big stores, better service, better knowledge, and deals the big stores can't touch. Appliance Outlet, Carson City. Your local appliance experts.
At Coast to Coast AM, we keep our friends close with this.
We've got a great program for you on our next Coast to Coast show. Join me as we discuss life issues and things that matter with Judge Jim Gray. And then it's soul writing and meditation with Joanne DiMaggio right here on Coast to Coast AM.
And we keep our enemies closer at Coast to Coast AM.
Live tonight at 10 on your FM News Talk station.
FM Talk Weather.
Pleasant weather for the final days of April and the first couple of days of May before another spring storm rolls in late in the weekend, early next week. Low 70s until then, after mid-60s this afternoon. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And it's 59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studio. Purdue Pharma will be sentenced today in federal court for the pharmaceutical company's role in the opioid epidemic.
A judge is expected to order Purdue Pharma to pay $225 million to the U.S. Justice Department as part of a multi-billion-dollar settlement. The sentencing means the company can now settle thousands of lawsuits. The settlement money will go toward individuals impacted by the opioid crisis and local governments that dealt with the crisis. Purdue Pharma admitted to falsely marketing the painkiller OxyContin as less addictive and also paying kickbacks to doctors to increase sales. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Experts say drinking a glass of water right when you wake up is good for your health. Dr. Adriana Jurek, a gastroenterologist at the Cleveland Clinic, says drinking water first thing in the morning helps boost metabolism, improve digestion, and prevent urinary tract infections. She says it'll also keep folks hydrated.
In a typical 8-hour sleep, you would lose about 300 to 400 cc's of water while you sleep, and that's through your breathing, for example, your skin. You sweat quite a bit overnight. Drink at least a cup of water when you wake up in the morning. You don't really know what's going to happen for the rest of the day. We're all guilty of not drinking enough water.
Jurek says if plain water does not appeal, add a lemon or drink sparkling or carbonated water. A North Carolina-based chocolate company is recalling some of its products nationwide due to a possible life-threatening allergen contamination. French Bread Chocolates, PBC, recalling a product due to potentially containing undeclared walnuts. The recalled bonbons were distributed between April 14th and 20th across more than 36 states. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
A bizarre story, two Florida 18-year-olds near Orlando facing charges over a viral prank of them driving a motorized lawnmower through a Target store over the weekend. Yeah, the duo filmed themselves steering the machine down aisles and past stunned shoppers before being caught by police and charged with grand theft and disorderly conduct. The night before, they reportedly used a leaf blower inside a nearby hamburger joint, disturbing the patrons. Lovely. FM News Talk Time. It is 12:57.
Excuse me, just getting a drink of water there, Greg.
Tim. We'll have to hydrate.
Exactly. Tim from Gardnerville called in, by the way, and in response to the question, the news poll question, which you can call in. I'm happy to take his call. Tim, thank you. He said it should be $0 before being considered a felony. Used to be $450 in California was the breaking point from misdemeanor to felony. And that got raised, I think that went all the way up to $1,200 or so in California. And guess what? It is now right back where Nevada's is. $950 is considered a felony in California. Funny how we seem to follow the, quote, leader in California by setting that. And again, that was put into place when Steve Sisolak was in office. It was $950. I think he said, I'll see your $950 and raise you to $1,150. And of course, in California, if you get caught more than once or twice, you could be charged with a felony if it's less than $950. We did a lot of things just like Gavin Newsom did during the COVID scamdemic. You remember, you could go to a liquor store, but you couldn't go to church. Thank you, Steve Sisolak and company. Don't forget the town hall meeting this Thursday at the Casino Fandango. Ask the candidates there that are running for office if they plan on introducing any kind of a bill. May not go anywhere, but it's worth the effort to stop giving drivers licenses, call them whatever you want, to illegal aliens. And could we, for the sake of the retail store owners, lower the felony theft limit. Have a great day, and we will see you
first
tomorrow.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.